feeling in need of some TLC, or you're stressed or frazzled or just fed up, then artist and writer Boo Patterson has pulled a blinder with her new book. It is called First Art Kit, 25 Papercraft Remedies for What Ails You. And it offers creative, practical ways to alleviate anxiety, insomnia and low self-esteem, among other things, and all the while easing the mind and soothing the soul. And she is here to tell us all about it. Welcome, Boo Patterson. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well, thanks. All the better for hearing Swed earlier.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed that. You'll be going to see them, Usher Hall. That's going to be a brilliant gig. Brett Anderson.
I think I'll be back in New York by then.
Oh, they'll get to New York.
Sorry, Swed.
I'm sure, I know. Brett will be heartbroken, Boo Patterson. You're going to have to send him a copy of your book, you realise, to make him feel better.
If he would take it, I would.
We'll get one to him. So listen, obviously I love the premise of this for all sorts of reasons. I love the creative aspects. I love the practical aspects. But give us a bit of a guided tour of what's in the book, because it's such an inspiring idea.
Thank you. Well, basically, I rather selfishly came up with the idea to cure me. And I've suffered from depression, you know, since I was a teenager. And during one, long episode, I thought, God, if only I had a first aid kit for my brain, you know. Yeah. And I then thought, well, you know, you've had so much therapy. Why don't you just write down all the things that helped and, you know, try and make little paper things to remind you to do the actual work, because therapy is work. That's, you know, one of the secrets. So once I kind of created it for myself, I realised that it would be a really good idea for a book, and I wanted it to look like a vintage first aid kit, yeah, like a tin, which it does. So each chapter is a different problem, common problem like insomnia or perfectionism or rejection, and it gives you the kind of standard psychological advice that I've either had from my therapist or that is the kind of common advice that you get given from various different types of therapy. And then there's a first aid kit kind of little paper thing to remind you. So, for example, one of the cures for insomnia is to imagine yourself in this completely white room, and you put all your problems in this giant box, and then you walk off and you blow it up with like a comedy plunger, TNT plunger. Yeah. So in this, to remind yourself to do that while you're falling asleep, you make the little comedy plunger and the explosion. So that's just generally, every single craft has a kind of relation to the problem.
Yeah, but it's also a really important way of applying that knowledge or that work that you're doing, isn't it, in a really immersive, practical way.
Exactly, because when you do something that requires a lot of concentration, and working with a scalpel generally does require a lot of concentration, then it forces you into a kind of flow state, which is the state that you get in just before you get to sleep, when you're in kind of REM sleep, but you're rarely in it as an adult. Children are in it all the time through play. And so this is a way for adults to access that. And you don't need any art or craft skills at all. I've made this so that anybody just with hands can make these things. They're super easy. They come with templates. And most of the things you'll have in your house already.
Yeah, and there are different levels, if you like, of involvement, depending on how much you really want to throw yourself into a particular task. So some are quite accessible and others are more intricate, Boo, if you really want to get into that flow state and stay there a while.
That's right. But even given that, you can still actually spend maybe just 10 minutes. If you only have 10 minutes, you can spend that time in your flow state, you know, doing part of it, because these things can be picked up and put down, you know, as much as you need to.
And the idea of creating something that is symbolic but also a physical vessel for whatever you need, I think is such a terrific idea. I believe one of them is a phoenix, for example. Let's go through a few, not all of them, but just a few of the ideas that you explore and how you harness our sort of internal powers and what we can do with them.
Yeah, so the phoenix is actually for the chapter on rejection, and it just allows you, it's just something to just it's almost like a talisman to remind you to keep going, and it doesn't, this feeling won't last forever. And that's one of the paper cut, very intricate paper cuts. But again, there's a template, so you just need to be able to hold a scalpel to be able to do it, or a craft knife. There's lots of, I've put all the things that you need to complete the book at the start, but you know, you can actually cobble the stuff together if you like. If you don't have coloured paper, you can use newspaper. Mm. You know, one of the points of the book was that I wanted people to be able to access some sort of therapy, but without having to pay for therapy, because it's really expensive. And if you're waiting for the NHS, you know, good luck, waiting at least a year to get a therapist. So especially given COVID, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of people out there who have been struggling with their mental health. At least people talk about it now.
And
I think this book has come out at just the right time.
I think you're absolutely right. And you're so right as well, because I think we need some sort of access and some way of comprehending, perhaps, because you can look online, right? You can find names, you can find acronyms of certain types of therapies, but actually trying to apply them or even comprehend them is nigh on impossible. And there are so many. And what I love about this book, and I love the fact that it does look like a first aid kit, because that's what it is. And it's also saying, this is something physical, this is something practical, this is something tangible, and it does need to be talked about.
Yes, and one of the points, again, you're mentioning all these acronyms of therapy, like CBT and EMDR, those things are inaccessible to people who've never been to therapy, because they don't have the language around those things. So you might see something online, but you won't really know what that part of that therapy means unless you've been through it. So I've used very plain English in all of this. There's no therapy speak in it, because I wanted people who had no experience of therapy to be able to just get a bit of a handle on what had happened to them and maybe the causes of it, so they can do their own further reading or even maybe go to a therapist eventually.
Exactly. And in the meantime, we have First Art Kit, but we also, Boo Patterson, briefly have the Art Nurse. Introduce us to this legend.
We do have the Art Nurse. So it's kind of a continuation of First Art Kit. Before I'd even signed the deal with Simon & Schuster, I had found this 1960s kind of nurse ratchet nurse's uniform.
It's quite a look.
In a vintage shop in New York. And so I said to my agent, should I get this? Because, you know, it's only $7. And I you know, the first art kit's going to happen. And she didn't reply, which usually means don't buy it or I'm not interested.
Yeah, great.
So I bought it anyway. And I thought, I think I'm just going to use it in future. And so I've ended up making a paper nurse's hat, as they wear paper in the 60s. And so it's kind of 30-second nuggets of art and psychology advice in a slapstick style-y on TikTok.
But
that is what Art Nurse is.
Hugely popular and excellent soundtrack as well. One of them is I Will Survive by Cake, which is one of my favourites. So I love the fact
love
that every detail
song
of these, Boo, is great. But again, it's just making practices that seem so, and ideas that seem so inaccessible and expensive or in the future, it's making them accessible now, and that's so important in any medium.
Yeah, that's right. And also, one of the things I'd thought about First Art Kit was it's a good gift for people.
Yeah.
If you don't really have the words to say, I think you should get help.
Yeah,
People might take it as an insult. Mm. It can kind of be given as a jokey gift because it's got so many different problems in it. People can think you're giving them it for insomnia, but then they find, you know, they'll find their chapter on rejection and sibling rivalry, and they can sort other areas of their life. But equally, if you know somebody that literally has nothing wrong with them, then well done on that. But they can just do the craft. So, you know, there's something even for the non-broken once a month.
Oh, I think we all need the book and we'll all find something in it. And I'm looking forward to getting my craft knife out as well.
Oh, that's good.
I'm a nurse's hat. Listen, really, really lovely to speak to you. Thank you so much for coming on this afternoon, Boots. Really lovely to chat.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And Boo's book is out now. Go to boopatterson.com for more information about Boo and to see those art nurse videos. They're quite something. More music now. And Stevie Nicks has just announced a collaboration with Maroon 5. But here she is with a classic. Somewhere.